Good morning. The subject of today's talk is the explorer Thor Heyerdahl. First of all, I'll give you some background information before going on to look at his career, achievements, and finally, his main publications and awards. Heyerdahl was born in Larvik in southern Norway in 1914. He studied zoology and geography at the University of Oslo, and then made his first expedition to Polynesia from 1937 to 1938. While he was staying in Polynesia, Heyerdahl became interested in how the islands were first inhabited. He had the idea that humans came with the ocean currents from the west. Now I'd like to look at his career. After giving up his study of geography, he set out to prove his theories. How did he attempt to test his theories? Well, to begin with, in 1947, he built a raft named the Kon-Tiki, and then, with five companions, crossed from Peru to Polynesia in 101 days. The main idea he wanted to prove was that the cultures of the ancient world were linked by sailors who could cross oceans. After the success of the Kon-Tiki expedition, Heyerdahl continued to travel. He organized the Norwegian Archaeological Expedition to the Galapagos Islands in 1952, before leading an expedition to Easter Island from 1955 to 1956. In addition to this, during 1969 and 1970, he sailed two more rafts, Ra 1 and Ra 2, across the Atlantic, to show that ancient Egyptians had contact with South America. What will Heyerdahl be remembered for? Well, most people believe his greatest achievement was the Kon-Tiki expedition. However, all his expeditions and ideas had a great influence on anthropology and archaeology. Moving on to his publications, the most famous were the Kon-Tiki expedition in 1948, the Ra expeditions in 1970, and the Tigris expedition in 1980. Finally, I'd like to turn to his awards. He received many awards during his lifetime. Two of the most important were his election to the Norwegian Academy of Sciences in 1958, and then the American Academy of Science in 1960. Furthermore, his film of the Kon-Tiki expedition won an Oscar in 1951 for Best Documentary Feature. Thor Heyerdahl died in 2002 at his home in Italy.